Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name is John Boy. I am joined by my best friend Jake, and we are here for the Talkin' Yanks pregame show between your New York Yankees and my Texas Rangers. Used to live down in Dallas for a little bit. Nice stadium. Never really became a big fan of the team. Would have went to the games if it wasn't the last series of the year. And we were in Maine, Jim.
In Maine.
In Maine.
Why'd you use the past tense?
We don't know where we are, to be fair. We're not in a real world right now.
No, we're in Maine, some cabins. We just went on the lake, and we had sandwiches, some beers, and now we're going to do the pregame show. DJ LeMahieu is leading off for the New York Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton is batting second. Gleyber Torres at third. Luke Voigt in the cleanup spot, playing first base. Gary Sanchez makes his return to the catching position and is batting fifth. He's followed by fellow Guardy. He's playing center field. Gio Urshela is at third base. Cameron Maybin's in right field. Mike Ford's DHing. What do you think about that, Jake?
Mike Ford.
James Paxton will be hitting from the pitching position. Sans hitting.
Without the hitting part.
Designated hitter. James Paxton has a designated hitter for him. He's so bad at hitting. But he'll be pitching. Jake, some things that shout out to me right away. No Judge.
No Aaron Judge, the right fielder, number 99.
No Edwin Encarnacion.
No Edwin Encarnacion, the designated hitter slash first baseman, number 30.
No Didi Gregorius.
Didi Gregorius, the shortstop. Do you know that? Number 18.
Mike Ford. Is Mike Ford getting a start in this game?
Is he 36?
Because
is he number 36?
Because he maybe get a spot on the rotation. I think this start.
Mike Ford will not get a start spot in the rotation. I will stand firmly on that.
I think this start by Ford today means Voigt. They're putting pressure on Voigt. I'll say it that way.
Oh, wow. You think so?
Or Wade. Why would they start Ford?
They're just resting bodies, man.
He's the only one.
He's just a Didi and Judge.
He's the only one in this lineup that wouldn't be on a playoff lineup.
Right. Right. But we have other guys sitting too, so Ford's the guy they threw out there. I mean, we've done the end of the bullpen debate a little bit. There's a chance that they wouldn't use any of those guys in a five-game set. So if Mike Ford puts another series together, maybe they say, you're our left-hitting pinch hitter.
Maybe.
But it could also just be they're resting those other guys. Because if it wasn't, Edwin would be playing today.
Well, we don't know why Edwin's not playing.
I saw we got a little action in the chat that said he could still, he's still planning to play this weekend, but I don't know.
Yeah, but they said they were very clear that they planned to play.
They were aiming for today, but it didn't happen.
So I wonder what happened. That's not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
Oh, not a good sign. Paxton on the bump. Do you care what you see from Paxton at all?
Not really. Is he going to throw 75 pitches? Are they going to keep him at 100?
I don't know. With home field advantage not even being a thing anymore, it is against the Dodgers, but they're definitely not thinking about that.
Right.
They're fully thinking about lining up for the DS. That is 100% their goal.
Right.
So I do think that Paxton, I don't know if it's a hard pitch count, but it's like the moment they're watching, they're like, you know, maybe this is good.
Yeah.
And then take him out.
You probably try to land between 75 and 90. You don't want to short it too much. You want him to get his throws in. So, intruder. Who's intruding? Oh my god. Oh my god. Wow. All that jelly and no toast.
Swivel's pretty easy on this thing.
For the Rangers, who do you think's in the Rangers lineup?
Oh, I think Chu's going to play.
Okay. Shinsu, you think he's still getting at-bats?
Uh-huh. Andrus.
Elvis Andrus.
Stinky.
Stinky Rougned Odor.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Nomar Mazara.
What about our dude Solak?
Nick Solak, last time we saw him.
They have a catcher that I don't care about.
Lindsay Adler tweeted, EE is fine, just not in the lineup.
Oh! That's a lie. I mean, I believe that that's what was reported to
Lindsay. That's what was reported.
I believe that that's what they're saying. If Edwin was healthy, he'd be in the lineup.
Let Edwin be
Edwin.
You know
what? Edwin's super healthy today. There's only three games.
Edwin's
sit him one.
Edwin's a two-game rehab guy. That's what he did at the minors. So he's going to play the last two.
That's a slap in the face.
He's a two-game rehab guy. Those are just the facts.
All right, I'm trying to find the Rangers lineup here as we are not doing our normal thing.
Who's that? The first baseman, Guzman?
Chu, leading off, nice. DHing. Andrews.
Nailed it.
Batting second, nailed it. Calhoun.
Oh.
Willie.
Willie, slick Bill.
Santana at first base.
Ooh.
Solak, we got him playing third base. Stinky at second. S. Heineman.
Oh, yeah, we saw him get his first major league career home run. And then they threw it around the stadium, or they pretended to after.
Yeah, classic joke.
Classic.
It looks like Doug DeShields.
Doug DeShields.
Like a distant cousin or something? And then the catcher is Jose Trevino.
Trevino. Ah, yeah. Paisan.
And their pitcher is Joe Palumbo.
He's bad.
Is he?
I don't know.
Okay.
Never heard of him.
Oh, looks like we're cutting
Palumbo,
out.
Palumbo, never heard of him.
Who's
this Palumbo kid?
Joe Palumbo.
P. I like him better as Joey P.
Okay. All right. Joe Palumbo.
Oh, he is bad. I was right.
Where do you see that? What are you looking at?
Look at all of his stats.
7 earned runs in 2 innings, 3 earned runs in 1.2, 4 and 4. That's not good.
Yeah. His ERA is 9.22.
That's not good. That's not good.
Small sample size.
Let's see how this Texas lineup does against Paxton.
Okay. How do you think they do?
Terrible.
I see a couple numbers.
No home runs.
No home runs.
Oh, no. Do you think Paxton knows that he has this record at stake?
No.
Oh, no.
You probably know into a game if anyone on the other team's gotten a home run off of you.
2 triples from Chu and Andrews, and they're leading off. Oh,
doubles.
No. Doubles. No triples. And he's striking out Chu 7 times.
Chu with an 813 OPS. A lot of numbers.
Guzman, 2 for 4 with a double.
Look at that.
Not worried about Paxton.
Not worried about Paxton.
No.
That's our final statement.
Yeah. Pitching path to victory. Like I said, I think our horsemen today.
Homer draft is the Homer draft.
Draft. Got it.
Damn it.
Loser.
Okay, Jake, you get to go first.
Ooh. Last? Well, not the last Homer draft of the year. Well, playoffs. Never mind. Last regular season Homer draft.
Yeah, and I'm coming for you.
Coming for you. There's an obvious one today, but I think you have first pick, so just get it. Make sure you get it.
I'll take
it. If you miss the obvious
Gary
one.
Sanchez.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
You're up.
Mike Ford. Just so we think he's playing for a playoff spot in Texas.
Yeah.
Off of this garbage pitch, yeah.
Yeah.
He's hitting a home run.
Okay.
And then I will take Stan playing?
Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Hey, my name's Jimmy O'Brien. I came to ask you some questions. How does it feel to be a human idiot?
Good.
Okay, great. Thanks. Ford's playing. It's going to put pressure on Voit. They're in Texas. Short porch
that's
on right.
A bad pick.
Voit's going so
that's
deep.
A bad pick.
You don't even know.
That's a bad pick.
Remember when Voit and Bird were going back for back? After Ford hits his, Voit hits his, negates it. Gary hits two. Stanton gets hurt, out for the season. I win.
You're going to get so fucked if that happens.
Okay, what do you think the over-under
is? Yankees Twitter is going to kill you if that happens.
What do you think the over-under is?
Over-under's got to be 11.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because Texas is so bad. And it's a lot of runs in the heat and shit like that.
I wanna rock with somebody.
Oh my god, I got tired.
I wanna feel the heat with somebody.
The over-under is 11.
Smoke them if you got them, kids.
I'm going. I'm going under.
Give me the over. That way one of us has to be right.
I think it's a 10 or a push. Game.
It might be 11. Today feels like 11.
You feel like a push? You've been playing too much. You've just been playing too much grid.
If it's a push, though.
You don't get credit for it being a push if you don't guess push. Because otherwise I can throw, I'm taking the under, but I think it's the over, and then I get credit for both.
No. That's not how it works.
That's how you're trying.
You get to throw out. There's like once a month where you can be like, I feel like.
Oh my!
The pushes.
My elbow just completely slipped.
So watch out. That's an early what to watch for. What were you saying to watch for in this game?
Dude, nothing. Like that. Nothing. Yeah. I'm not really gonna watch it. We're at a wedding at a lodge. So.
Oh no! I'm gonna tell people that you're watching it and you're in your jacket the whole time.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sam might be here, which will get us both excited.
Honestly, I don't have a what to watch for. Like, Paxton, you want him to look good.
Ford.
You want the offense to not be one hit again, you know.
Right.
The whole offense needs to get six hits.
We need...
Minimum.
We need this series to be like... I'm trying to think. When we ran into the Blue Jays after they played the Orioles and they just lit it up and it was like, yeah, a lot of these Blue Jays are hot. Let's go into the postseason like that. Like, yeah, it's Texas, but everyone have like a 5-for-12 series. Problem solved.
That's it. And those are Jake's last words. Or these are.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.